Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Heritage Church of Christ. And I want to thank you for taking the time to view our and listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@heritageburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll find Bible videos, 30 minutes in length, on a number of subjects. And you will also find a host of other Bible-related material that can help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given a regular meeting time of our worship periods at the Heritage Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to come with an open mind, an open Bible, worship and study God's Word with us, and see the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son who died that you might have eternal life. For the month of February, we have been discussing the nation stained with blood, and we've been talking about the subject of abortion. We have looked at this subject from the definition of what abortion is. We have looked at Roe versus Wade. We have discussed the methods used in abortion. We have discussed the people who are having abortions. We've talked about the number of abortions that have happened since 1973. And last week, we gave you the biblical definition of life that's contained in the Bible and how God views it. I want to wrap this up today by beginning this morning by reading a passage in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed an abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall, and in time I will punish them, and they will be cast down, saith the Lord. Unfortunately, in this day and time, there is no ability to blush. The more grievous and heinous sin that is committed by our society, there seems to be absence of natural affection, natural remorse, and repentance for the conduct that we have committed. New York State, just a few months ago, determined that now an abortion could be done even at the full term of the mother giving birth. Up until the time of full term, that life can be aborted and are terminated. When that was signed into law in New York, there was an applause, and it was greatly accepted on the House of the state legislature, and the abortionists took great pride that this was now law. Also, to show their understanding and show how they felt about and how proud they were, they put pink lights on the top of the Empire State Building in order to show how proud they were that now New York was the first state to be able to have full-term abortion. You let that sink in. All the way up to the time that the mother gives birth, that child can be terminated. And then, to add insult to injury, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, he came out and said that those who believe in pro-life and those who are against gay and lesbian marriages, that they have no place in New York. They do not want them there. If you're a pro-life or if you believe that homosexuality is an immoral lifestyle, then they don't want you in New York. You're not welcome there. Well, you know who else that would put out? That would put out God, because God will not have fellowship with sin. Ephesians 5, verse 11, we are told not to. God will have no fellowship with sin, and therefore He would not be welcomed in the state of New York, because He's pro-life and He is against the sin of alternate lifestyle, denoted homosexuality. Ladies and gentlemen, Where is the mind of our nation? What is happening to us? We worry more about whales and seals and trees and the environment and global warming than we do about the taking of innocent life. The take of an innocent life, we can't even blush. We don't have any remorse. We're proud of it. We put it up as a mantle of something that we're proud of and that we have this right in our country to be able to terminate a pregnancy all the way up to the time of giving birth. It is a sad, sad day for our nation that we have come to this point. Why have we come to this point? We have come to this point because there has been a radical stand taken to remove God out of the consciousness of this nation. They tried to take his name off money. That didn't work. They've taken it off of quotes on memorials in our nation's capital. They've left the name of God out. They've taken the separation of church and state to an extreme in order to take prayer out of schools. They've also have taken that you can't take the Bible to school, that you can take and you can read and study any book, but you can't take the Bible, and that the Bible is no longer considered the book of books. There was even a bill a few years ago that wanted to denote to make the Bible a hate book. This is where we're at. This is where we're headed. Today we are a society of people who do not know the Word of God. We are biblically illiterate in our nation, generally speaking. People don't know the Word. They don't know the Bible. They don't understand that man is accountable to the God that gave him life and created this world and created everything in it. And God is the one that gave us human life. He gave us the law of procreation, that male and females could cohabit together and they could bring forth life that would replenish the earth, that would give us children. And yet, what have we done with that blessing? What have we done with the great gift that God has given us? We have thrown it in his face. We have now killed more babies than have been killed in every war that this country has ever been involved in. We are at 51 million and counting. Since Roe versus Wade became the law in 1973, we have aborted over 51 million children, terminated innocent life, shed innocent blood, murdered in the womb 51 million children. You let that number sink in. And it is growing every day. 3,000 abortions are done daily. Daily. Every day in our nation. And there is no remorse. There is no shame. There is no outcry. And there is no repentance by our nation. And yet, too many of us who are God's people have shut in our hands, closed our mouth, and been quiet about the travesty that has been poured out on our nation and the blood that has been spilt and is on our hands, innocent blood, and the legalization of murder by calling it pro-choice instead of what God calls it. God calls it murder, the innocent taking of life. And ladies and gentlemen, there will be a day of reckoning. There are many things that will bring this nation to its knees. There are many things that's going to cause this nation to fall one day. But the number one thing that will bring the wrath of God upon us is the amount of innocent blood that we have on our hands. Our nation's hands are stained with the blood of the innocent. And it is being added to every day as we speak. No shame, no remorse, no repentance, just unthankful and not appreciating the gift of life that was given to us by God. And yet we have become so self-centered, so selfish, so concerned about what we want, what we desire. We don't want anything to interrupt what we want to do with our life. And if a child comes in an unwanted pregnancy, and it's a burden to us financially, emotionally, and in a relationship, then we're just going to get rid of it and we can get on with our life. Unfortunately, our society does not look dimly upon men and women who take that recourse. And our nation has paid for it. Sexual immorality is at an all-time high. Unwed mothers is at an all-time high. Single parenting is at an all-time high. And there's more abortions being done in our country today than at any time in our existence. We are the leading nation in this, in the terminating of innocent life. Ladies and gentlemen, I make no apology for this series of lessons I've done this month. I want you to know, and I want the listening audience to know, and I want our nation to know, that God will judge us for the sin that we have committed by the taking of innocent life. By the shedding of innocent blood, God will hold us accountable for that action. And all the terminology, and all the definitions, and all the politicians, and all the legislators who tried to shift this to a political issue will not shift it in the eyes of God. Again, I remind you, in our last confirmation of our last Supreme Court justice who was to sit on the bench of the Supreme Court, the thing that most riveted them, the questions of what he got the most, was what he would do with Roe versus Wade. They were concerned that he would overturn Roe versus Wade, since he was in the other party and he was a conservative, that he would overturn it. And they did everything they could to discredit him, to destroy him, to cause him to resign, to cause him to step down in order to keep him off the bench because it might turn the court to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, it is later than we think. Our nation needs to bow its head in remorse, in regret, in godly sorrow for the actions that we have perpetrated on this nation by allowing the free course of innocent blood to be given with no more than a thought and no more than society taking a dim look as it being a get some tissue, an inconvenience, a burden on society, and a burden on a relationship. And it can just be taken away with no consequence, seemingly, for the person or the nation that takes it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to conclude this series by making this as clear as humanly possible. Abortion is nothing but legalized murder. It is sin. It is something that totally disregards God's position on this subject. And we will answer for the innocent blood that is on our hands. I pray.